This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The White House spokesperson tells Fox News she's cautiously optimistic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving towards a deal on coronavirus stimulus. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, representing President Donald Trump, are still trying to come to an agreement on a new relief package. She said Sunday it would have to be reached within the next 48 hours or it won't get done before the national presidential election November 3rd. The two officials have been unable to reach a deal even as the number of coronavirus cases is surging again in the U.S. and the economic recovery has slowed. According to an assessment by AP, the U.S. Congress is past the point at which it can deliver more coronavirus relief before the November 3rd election, with differences between the two sides proving insurmountable. European Central Bank's chief Christine Lagarde said Monday it was crucial for the EU's $881 billion coronavirus recovery plan to succeed as new epidemic-busting measures weigh heavily on the bloc's economy. The money in the fund must be dispersed as soon as possible, she told Le Monde newspaper. She said in an article published on the newspaper's website, if the money does not reach down into the real economy, quote, then we will have missed a historic opportunity to change direction, end quote. The plan is unprecedented in its scope and commitments. Poland is opening a field hospital at Warsaw's landmark National Stadium and will bring in the army to handle drive-through coronavirus testing facilities amid a surge in new infections that threatens to overwhelm the healthcare system. Officials said the Law and Justice government was in talks with private medical facilities to provide beds and wards for coronavirus patients and plan to double the base salaries of state health workers. From Washington, this is VOA News. The head of Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party has to go into quarantine after coming into contact with a person infected with the coronavirus, the state news agency said Monday. The news agency quoted a party spokesperson saying Poland's chief decision maker was feeling well and would work from home. The U.S. special envoy to Afghanistan warns distressingly high levels of violence threatened to derail ongoing peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zalmay Khalilzad's comments come as renewed fighting has plagued Afghanistan's southern Helmand province, a long-time Taliban stronghold. The Taliban has agreed to halt its attacks on condition of the U.S. stopping its airstrikes in the area. But then came a suicide bombing Sunday that killed at least 13 people and wounding around 120 others in the west of the country. Though no one has claimed responsibility for the bombing, suspicion immediately fell on the Taliban. Khalilzad writes on Twitter, the belief that violence must escalate to win concessions at the negotiating table is very risky and undermines the peace process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Monday, the Cabinet of the United Arab Emirates approved an agreement to establish full diplomatic relations with Israel that was signed in Washington last month, the UAE government's Twitter account said. In September, the UAE and fellow Gulf state Bahrain became the first Arab states in a quarter century to sign deals to establish formal ties with Israel, forming a new axis in the Middle East against Iran. Britain and the European Union agreed Monday to intensify trade talks and work on legal texts, a breakthrough of sorts after Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he would walk away from negotiations that had been deadlocked for weeks. After a weekend of both sides trading blame for the lack of movement in talks and calling on the other to move first, chief negotiators agreed to a British demand to start working on legal texts to revive the talks. Just over 2 months remains before Britain ends a status quo transition arrangement with the EU. The Kremlin said Monday Moscow hopes talks with the United States would continue despite Washington rejecting a Russian proposal to unconditionally extend the last treaty limiting the two countries' strategic nuclear weapons. A Kremlin spokesperson said the demise of the new START accord would have, quote, harmful, end quote, consequences. It was signed in 2010 and is due to expire in February. Both sides in the U.S. presidential election are clashing in court over rules and procedures ahead of the November 3rd vote as the coronavirus pandemic prompts hundreds of lawsuits over how people can cast their ballot. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.